there was going to be a press release.
Right, we're good.
Then I talked...
It started.
Yeah.
Oh. Then I talked to the treasurer's office, and they said, no, that didn't make sense, which I agree with. Why do a press release countywide or Northwest Ohio-wide when it only involves Monclova Township? So there's going to be a postcard mailed out to everybody in Monclova explaining the error with the assessment for the trash.
Anita Lopez sent a copy of the letter they're sending out.
Okay.
She can forward it to you. And it is January 20th, and this is the
quarter
working session.
That was like 3.
At 4:30, we had a special meeting.
Or something like that. I put
with the volunteer dependency board members, so Chuck and Debbie. And we've moved now to the working session, and all the elected officials are here. So, we have updated the agenda. We're going to give this a shot. Please feel free to let me know what works for you and what doesn't work for you, and we'll try to make it the most manageable it can be for us to get our jobs done while being transparent and easily viewed online. We're trying to get it up on Thursday, so we'll see if we can get our work done by Thursday, and we can always add things if we need to at meeting time, or it can wait till the next meeting. So with that, we often go through a list in this session, but I was hoping to focus this meeting, unless there's something Dawn or Harold needs to talk to us about, I was hoping to focus this meeting on our reviews so that our employees can be heard and compensated all in a timely manner. We are trying to get raises done by March of each year. So that means the process needs to start. And I thought Harold might bring us all up to speed on the process. So we can, Harold can refresh it. We can add what we need to add, delete what we need to delete, and get everybody started. So it is already the second meeting in January, which means our next three meetings would probably involve employees. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, start how we normally do this.
Okay, the most recent process has been I do an evaluation of Doug Holland and Matt Homick. And Matt will do evaluations on the people that report directly to him. And we have a form that we develop. We will go through that process, and then I believe those are submitted to you for review before we actually meet with the employees. So,
just, I guess, a question with Ryan. I mean, since he's kind of late in the hiring year,
kind of new to the process.
Yeah, is it appropriate for Matt to do a year end on him?
Well, it would make sense
or maybe a 90 day or.
It makes sense to. Yeah. How have you done so far?
So at the next meeting, I don't have a calendar in front of me, February something, the first meeting in February. Mm-hmm. I think it's the second. February 2nd. Do you think you can have those paper reviews completed and
should be able to do that,
in our hands?
Yep.
And then the second meeting in February and the first meeting in March, we could meet for 15 or 20 minutes with each of those employees. So if we can get here at 4:30, is 4:30 too early for you, Debbie? Mm-hmm. Not too early for Chuck either. So if we could start at 4:30 and then maybe do a 10 of 5 to 5:15 and give us 15 minutes to...
Mm-hmm.
something like that. You can manage a schedule so we can try to get everything accomplished, Harold. And then I would think we would want to do a couple of executive sessions to start talking about that process so we can get it done by March 24th. So maybe the second meeting in February and the first meeting in March, we can hash out the details. We always bring up union contracts. You know, we try to keep everything similar. So if we have it planned that we're going to have executive sessions, if we don't need them, we don't need them. But
Right. Can at least put them on the schedule, right?
Yep.
Is there anything in that process that you think needs improved or that we could do better?
Well, I will say, I mean, this is the process that we've used the last 2 years.
Yes.
And it is much, much, much improved from what happened in the past. So I think it's a good process. Certainly, we're open to suggestions if you have, you would like us to change anything or do anything differently, or
might you want to see the forms, like to see if you want to improve the questions or the
for the reviews?
Yeah.
Okay.
A blank form.
Sure.
Well, and something that might help for Matt would be to see, okay, here at least from my perspective. Here's our 40 people on staff, and here's the training that they've done or completed their certifications during the past year.
Yeah, I love that, and I would apply it to Doug, too. Like, let's see what he's doing with staff. Great job.
But this goes more towards the
non-union. Right. We don't want to interfere with the contract, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we surely would like
so if somebody
to know
in the maintenance got their herbicide certification or whatever, or you know the.
I know mine died. Maybe pick mine up. Right. So a more complete picture from our perspective, and Gavin always prepares financials, so. I know you'll be ready by then.
Yes.
Is this a good time of year that we should review the policy manual? It got brought up last meeting that, I'm trying to recall, that we were missing something, that something changed.
I didn't think that was a policy manual. I thought that was the zoning code.
No, I'm thinking only human resources today. There was something, maybe it was 2 meetings ago, and you weren't here. Or maybe you weren't here, and Dawn wrote it down on her notebook. Is it just a good time that we make sure we're in alignment, that we have the most current, that maybe you were here, Chuck, because you asked if employees sign off on them.
And Harold confirmed that
yes, employees do sign off.
That they acknowledge receipt of the internet policy and
the
drugs.
The whole thing.
And,
it's, they get the whole thing.
Yep. And then there's a sign-off sheet.
Violence in the workplace. And
when he comes back, let's ask about the files, because I think you said the files are with Gavin. See, this conversation is coming back to me. It's slow, but...
And I wrote this down, but Harold confirmed that it was being done, and he confirmed that the files were over there. So there was no new policy at that meeting that we were talking about.
Yeah, I wonder what
we were talking about
to begin with.
And I don't know that, as you've said before, not necessarily once a year it should be looked at. It needs to be looked at.
No,
so
but if
we'll,
I get that
we'll
on the calendar... At least it would be once a year. We're talking about always looking at our policies and procedures manual.
Let me hear you. Do I sign just the next blank?
Yeah, just the next blank.
No. Gavin, we believe that employee files are held by you. Are they paper or are they digital? Is that something we have access to? You've got a lot going on.
So employee files, like their personnel files,
right?
Those are all just hard copies, not digitized.
And it would include any, it would include all the government forms, Mike.
Oh, all of that. If there was any like formal write-up, reprimand, any of that sort of stuff, that should be contained in that file also.
Now that we have paper reviews, we could put those paper reviews in that file.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I don't think we did that last year, but we should.
Probably
and,
right.
And
yeah.
It's good to look back
when
you're doing your next review as well. You know,
right.
For them to be in there.
You missed one on page 2.
Okay. Anything else related to human resources? And getting everybody happy. And it was a big thing, right? We were trying, Harold, we wanted you to have enough funds to throw, you know, we worked really hard, snow plowing, here's pizza today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that stuff going on? We want to hear about it. We want to be invited.
This one too.
That's,
no,
that,
yeah,
we tried the basketball tournament. I won. It was a great, great experience for me. But not very many people did it. I could surely try it again this year and see if more people would do it.
I think they thought it was my department.
There was a little
confusion.
I mean, it's not hard to be part of March Madness. You could join Debbie. Hopefully you lose and not win since you've never watched a basketball game in your life.
I've watched a lot. All of our kids played basketball. We've even been traveled. So yeah, I've seen a lot of basketball. It's not college.
We actually did Siena Heights. But.
Okay, so there's your takeaway for the meeting between now and March, second meeting of March.
Yep.
All right, is there anything else on the to-do list? Chuck, you
have I just had a question of Dawn. A couple of people have, you know, in following up on last week's meeting, a public comment about the zoning code, about the conditions, you know, that aren't in there, but the BZA could apply. If that, A, do we need to update that? And or can we suggest conditions to the BZA?
That is going to be a recommendation presented to you, I believe, at the next meeting from the zoning administrator.
Okay. To put
regarding
more
that to follow up, rather than sending a zoning change one meeting and then the next meeting being directed to send another zoning change, he wants to put it in with the generator language. Diesel generator language that we're working on, so that's going to be brought to you for your consideration. Those topics.
And I guess from a legal perspective, if you put something and other conditions that the Board of Zoning Appeals may consider appropriate, including and up to
something similar to that, is exactly what you're going to see.
Yeah. So. Would and that would withstand a legal challenge saying, hey, that's not in there. So you have an all-encompassing.
Yes, it might improve a legal challenge outcome.
I mean, you could
but
indict
you
a ham sandwich,
right.
Yeah.
Incidentally, we also talked about getting a clock to time people that get up and speak. There is a clock, but it came in late last week. We haven't figured out how to use it yet.
Wasn't there something that Kathleen could do on her monitor that shows up on the screen?
I don't know.
Because she needs something else to do while she's sitting
there. Yeah.
she ordered a clock, and it came. Eric and I have both looked at it and haven't figured out how to use it yet, but didn't spend a whole lot of time with it. But,
so am I using my cell phone and being rude?
You can do that.
I see in our email that Jeff Michael resigned the Joint Economic Development District.
Oh, Did not see that.
It just came through. I'm just bringing it up. I don't. I think that's Brian Dickin who has.
Yeah, here's one. Just an app. And Yahoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just go to Yahoo and just play screen.
I don't know who has to make that appointment. Is it
Jeff was representing both townships.
So we have to make the appointment, or we have to agree on the appointment?
I think we have to agree on the appointment.
So
Jeff, I think Brian was the at-large appointment.
So Chuck, do you want to go back?
I'm going from memory.
Do you two want to work on that?
We do.
Send it over to Swanton Township trustees. But Chuck, I'm fine with you representing. And if we need to make formal motion, we surely can. How do you, the Joint Economic Development District is at the airport. We also have one with White House.
Swanton-Toledo or just
Swanton-Toledo?
And the Port Authority.
Well, the port's not on it, but they're the beneficiary.
They just get the money.
Yeah.
So do the work.
There's five board positions, but one board position represents both Monclova and Swanton.
Okay.
And Jeff was that person until he wasn't reelected last fall. I mean, he could still stay in that position, but
yeah.
I guess
right.
He chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind doing the work?
Not at all. I just got the update. I was walking out the door, so I didn't have a chance to look at it. I'm gonna make sure whose rotation it is.
Okay.
Yes, it's all.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We'll take care of it.
And then we'll take whatever formal action we need to take.
I think Toledo City, we're just the two townships, right? Did Toledo City Council need to approve that as well?
No. I believe it's just the townships have to agree on the township representative. The city appoints their own and...
I thought I had Mike Newkey's contact, but I don't. The other remaining trustee.
That's probably something we should be doing. I don't know any of the Swanton Township. Maybe they're going to conference too, and we can shake hands and. And they're all new. The fiscal officer, everybody's new.
Well, Mike Nowicki's been on there 2 years.
Okay.
And I know him just because our kids went to school together. Yeah, so.
Okay.
And I coached him in baseball, so.
Okay. What else is on deck? I asked Harold to invite.
Did we find out about the broken water line at Burnwick?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
It's a Toledo water line. Harold, you told me they were having a big meeting. No, Doug told me they were having a big meeting. So it's a Toledo, it's still pouring, it's Niagara Falls. A Toledo has water in. I don't know the difference between the main, that is the county, and the Toledo water pipes. But it's a Toledo water pipe, and I don't think it's getting fixed anytime soon, but there was a big meeting Friday. Do you know anything about that?
I do not.
Okay.
And have we started anything on the electronic sign replacement here?
I have not had an opportunity to do anything with that yet.
Do we need executive session?
We need executive
for a personnel issue again tonight?
Yes, we do. And I asked Harold to keep us in the loop with his recaps. So when he's sitting at staff meeting, if he can just let us know what the priorities for the next 2 weeks are. It used to be an email that he would send. It's not it's just to help us all stay on track. And your list, Chuck, I will work on keeping that up to date, or I see it here on my computer. I don't know that that's the up-to-date version.
Well, I didn't update it.
I don't know that we had...
The notes from our last meeting, I didn't update. But, I mean, I can do that, and all the completed ones start a new tab for 26.
Yeah.
And send it to Kathleen, and then...
And maybe there's... It can be in Dropbox, and we can all use it.
We can do the handoff.
Maybe there's
yeah.
a way to...
Yeah. I'll do that this week.
And write down Jed. You need to take care of Jed.
Yeah. Airport, yeah. T-E-H-E-D.
What else needs done this week?
Do we know a contact maybe at... I know you said you've talked to Tolson for the corner for the branding. Do we have a contact at the Andersons, or do you know who the PR person there is, or marketing?
I know Julie Payoff there. I can reach out to her and ask.
And just say we're, I mean, maybe a co-branding or something now.
Okay.
Winclova Township, home of world headquarters, the Andersons Corporation.
I honestly haven't done anything with any of that stuff. This time of year gets a little bit busy with some of the required reporting that we have to do.
The government wants you to tell how many employees we have and things
they
like
do.
That.
They do.
How many miles of road.
And all sorts of things. So
mm-hmm.
But I get through that stuff generally within the first month and a half, so we should be able to. We'll manage. Been busy the last couple weeks on our getting ready to bid our resurfacing project that's on the agenda tonight. So,
yeah, I guess reading that, I mean, the timeline looks okay, but it seems like there's always weather delays or something delays. I'm just worried about both roundabouts here being closed at the same time. And 20A.
These aren't the same time.
I know, but they're like the day, like this ends on a Friday and this one starts on a Monday.
Yes. Well, and I would imagine if for some reason there would be a delay here and they'll just hold off.
You're presuming it's the same contractor.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But I know it is. Those are both county engineers, so
right.
They're in control of that. Now, 20A is another thing. This one's county. That one is
ODOT.
And you'll notice 20A at Strayer Roundabout. We have an August 1st begin of construction and a 60-day closure, but they haven't published a.
How about the 28 Albert?
That one starts August 1st and goes through October 18th.
We just said Strayer. It's August 1st, too.
It is August 1st as well, but ODOT didn't publish a required completion date.
Okay.
But they did say it was a 60-day closure, so it should be around the same time. But both of those are going to be closed at the same time.
They're going to be using Salisbury Road.
We're trying to get a sign in over there.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon trucks all the time.
Butts Road will be busy.
Yeah. You know, and maybe we just try to get ahead of it as much as possible, just saying, hey, it's temporary, you know, short-term pain. Hopefully, you know,
right.
I'm sure we'll get people on Salisbury. The villas complain about the sunrise when they get lost in the GPS. And
yes, we'll have all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's remind Kathleen to put it in the monitor. Talks about it or during his report.
And last year, when we were talking about the sanitary sewer overlay project
over here,
I was under the impression that that would be first thing in the spring. Now they're putting that off to August. So they're going to wait until after the roundabouts are in.
Which makes sense.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So doesn't break my heart. But it's just different than what we were told last year.
Okay, so roads and forms are keeping you busy. We just added human resources to your list. Is there another pressing priority? Who's going to conference this year? I know I just heard Doug was. You are. The trustees are. Gavin is.
It's
you,
Doug.
Kathleen.
Doug is planning to go, yes.
Anybody
Eric
else?
Is planning to go.
Okay.
I don't believe I will be going this year.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chief.
I don't know.
Chief, he usually doesn't go. He goes to
he
fire
goes
chiefs.
To the fire chiefs.
Because there's a couple sessions, but the sessions here, to me, are more geared towards trustees understanding the fire department than 2 full days of fire department fire chiefs.
Yeah. The one is that in Indianapolis? That one, I think. Yeah.
I think so.
Dawn, is there anything on your priority list that you need us involved in, or
personnel update when we go into executive session?
Okay.
When does the airport jet meet again?
The third Wednesday of whatever quarter they decide to meet. This next meeting is. The board will be approving the minutes from the February 2025 meeting. Not a lot happened.
Okay, if that's it, we can shut this down.
Anything on the agenda updates, or?
You know, brand new agenda. Look at all that new business.
Oh, look, just basically Harold and Matt's report, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Go. I'll go hand out the form to anybody that wants to speak.